towards global peace. We often talk of peace in the context of war. But this is a very narrow and restricted notion of peace. Peace is deeply linked with the entirety of human life. Peace is a complete ideology in itself. Peace is the only religion for both man and the universe. It is the master key that opens the doors to every success. Peace creates a favorable atmosphere for success in every endeavor. Without peace, no positive action, small or big, is possible. The culture of peace, Albert Einstein said. Peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding. Look at the universe. The sun rises every morning without making any noise. The planets move continuously in their respective orbits without colliding with one another. Rivers flow, trees grow and bear fruit, and the seasons come and go according to a fixed order. Everywhere there is harmony, balance and discipline. This phenomenon gives us a great lesson. Peace is the culture of the universe. Conflict is an exception. Peace is the rule. Violence interrupts the natural process of development, while peace provides the atmosphere in which life can flourish. A seed requires peaceful conditions to become a tree. A student needs peace to acquire knowledge. Scientists need peace for research, families need peace to flourish, and civilizations need peace to progress. The Quran says, God calls to the home of peace. 10:25, paradise is thus described as Dar al-Salam, the home of peace. This tells us that peace is not merely a social convenience. It is a value deeply embedded in the divine scheme of creation. Peace should never be mistaken for weakness. In reality, maintaining peace often requires greater strength than entering into confrontation. Retaliation is easy because it follows emotion. But remaining calm when provoked, forgiving when one could retaliate, and continuing constructive work despite unpleasant circumstances require great self-control. The Quran describes the servants of the merciful as those who, when addressed harshly by ignorant people, respond with, peace, 25:63. This is not passivity, it is wisdom, the ability to prevent another person's behavior from determining one's own behavior. War may sometimes bring victory, but it cannot build civilization. Civilization grows through education, cooperation, commerce, research and constructive endeavor. All these require peace. The wise person therefore makes peace his first choice. He refuses to waste his energies in avoidable confrontation and uses them instead for constructive purposes. To choose peace is to live in harmony with the culture of the universe. It opens the door to progress in this world and helps develop the peaceful personality worthy of the eternal home of peace. War may sometimes bring victory, but it cannot build civilization. Civilization grows through education, cooperation, commerce, research and constructive endeavor.